But like I said, it is the first Sunday of Advent. And as Fiona has already told us, Advent is a time for getting ready, for preparing to celebrate the coming of Jesus into the world as a human baby at Christmas. But as Christians, we also look ahead to what is called the second coming of Jesus, when we believe he will return not as a helpless baby, but as king and ruler of the earth, bringing his perfect justice and peace. Now, whilst this is a wonderful message of assurance, we have to be honest that sometimes thinking about the future can be confusing and difficult. Sometimes we are filled with hope and optimism when we don't think about the future. We might be thinking ahead to a fantastic holiday, the end of exams, or a family celebration. But often we could be worried about the future. What will we do? Where will we live? Will we make the right choices or meet the right people? Or we're concerned about the future of a loved one, or indeed about the future of our beautiful planet. I believe as Christians we can ultimately have great hope for the future, even though the here and now can be hard and painful, because we trust that Jesus is coming back and he will make all things right and good and whole again. Both our passage this morning tells us to look forward to this time when Jesus comes, and the message is to be ready. But how do we do this? Now, I was thinking, how could I illustrate living our lives ready for Jesus' return? And I came up with the idea of comparing our lives to that of a long walk or a journey of faith. And this isn't unique. We often find writers and people who write worship music talking about our lives, our Christian faith, as a journey. So it's a walk of faith. So, I'm going to get my kit together as if I was going on a big journey. Now, here is a massive rucksack. My daughter is doing her Duke of Edinburgh Award. I don't know if most of you have probably heard of that. And you can do your bronze, your silver, and your gold. And she is practicing for her silver. She did her bronze last year. And they said you need a 60-litre rucksack. This is what this is. And there's another rucksack that goes on the front, but I didn't bring that. So you need this to carry all your kit, so that helps you be ready. So I've got her DB rucksack, that seems a good start. Now, all journeys need a starting point. And for us as believers, this has already happened. Jesus was born in a stable, he lived on earth, and he died to save us. When we put our trust in him, we've already started our journey of faith. But also, our journey has a destination. We are walking forwards, knowing that God has a divine plan and there is an end in sight. But we don't know when we will reach it or quite what it looks like. And this might seem a little confusing. Isn't it silly to set off on a journey when we don't know when or where or how we'll reach the end? Fortunately, God doesn't ask us to worry about that part, simply to trust in him to direct us. Our job is to faithfully keep travelling on, not veering off the path or taking detours or listening to those who might say, there's a shortcut over there, or I think I can see the end if we go that way. Let's not get distracted or try and make up our own route. Now, if you're about to go on a journey, you have to start by packing the right equipment. Who wants to tell me what they think they would need to take with them on a long journey? And I'll see if I agree with some of the things in there. Food. Good one, Alison. I will tell you I agree with you with that, and I have got some food. Anything else, other ideas for a long journey? What do you think? Water, really good. I think I've got some of that. Any one more idea for a long journey? Alison.
Waterproof trousers.
Waterproof trousers. I would also like to bring our dogs on a journey, but that's optional, and they're not great in this sheep, so I think that's optional. So, does anyone want to see if they can put this massive rucksack on their back and then I will have a look at what's inside it? Do you want to go, Joe? Good, thank you. It's quite big and heavy. Remind me of your name, this. Rosie. Right, Rosie, this is going to be as big as you, I think. Are you going to be able to carry it? Put one arm through there. Oh my goodness, I hope this cannot put a knock you over. Are you alright, Rosie? You okay? That's right, and she has it comes. You're doing really well then. Okay, let me have a look. Rosie, if you just come back a bit so I can kind of look at my scripts. I'm not going to call you in case you trip.
So we had some really good ideas, and let's see what is in my Hope's rucksack. It is the rucksack. I'm going to have a rummage. You're right in there, Rosie. Oh dear, some bits are coming out before I don't want them to eat. Let's have a look. Firstly, what do I have in my rucksack? No one mentioned this, but
Matt.
I have a...
Matt.
Oh, did you mention it, Matt? Sorry, Judith. I have a map. I have a map. This is really important. It gives us directions and points us to where we're going. And Fiona's already mentioned this. She mentioned this in our All Age shows before. It's quite easy, I think. What might be our map as Christians? It's another thing that we can read and look at.
The Bible.
The Bible. Well done. The Bible is our map as Christians. Reading our Bibles about ourselves, or with our families, or churches, or home, or youth groups is important because it shows us the way. It encourages us when we're lost, and it warns us how to avoid those pitfalls and danger. So we've got a map. That's really good. I'm going to put that down there, and then I'm going to rummage in the rucksack, Rosie. You're doing so well, to see what else I can find. I don't want to look you over. Right, I have something else. Who knows what this is? Awesome. It's a compass. A compass. It's another thing you think, why have a compass when you've got a map? Because it's another thing that shows direction. Who knows what the compass always points to? Which direction?
North.
It always points north. You see, it's all very well to have a map, but how do we position ourselves in the map? And how do we read it? How do we understand it? Jesus is our true north. As Christians, he is the one we always should be pointing towards. To get to know Jesus, we can meet him in prayer. Prayer, if you like, is our compass. It helps us orientate back off track when we stumble. It helps us understand the Bible when we're confused by its message. So just like we need a compass and a map, we need prayer and the Bible. The two work together as a team. They unlock each other. Well done. You're doing really brilliantly here, Rosie. Now, I have a funny object here. It's kind of what some of you said I needed, but who knows what this is? I bet Alice knows. Alice. It's got a really funny name. It's called a camelback, and it holds water. So you've got a really good thing. It's not rigid like a bottle. It kind of squishes into your rucksack, and you can drink through this tube. So you don't even have to take it out. You can walk in along, and you've got your water there. So they're really useful. I'd recommend them. And they were told they needed them for DOV. So it's water. Put that down there. I'm sure you don't need to tell you how important water is on a long journey. Water is life. It's refreshment. It gives us energy. And as believers, I believe we find that refreshment when we worship God. Worship is living water to our souls. And we can worship in many different ways because we're all different. Through song, through speech, through drama, through art, being in nature, or simply sitting in silence. So don't forget to worship him. It is water to our thirsty souls. Next one. You're doing so well, Rosie. You might get one of these afterwards. Alison mentioned this. What are these? It's food, but they're kind of energy bar. And I snuck that one in. That's not strictly an energy bar. These are healthy energy bars. The Kit Kat really isn't. But they're packed with fuel. And you can eat them, and they're very well contained, so you don't have to start putting anything. They're really good. They look nice and healthy, don't they? And actually, some of them quite taste okay. You need the right kind of food to keep you going and give you strength. These give us nourishment on a walk. And in the same way, we need the nourishment of being with other believers to be built up in Christ. So the thing that we're going to say that we need as Christians is to be part of the community. Literally sharing our food, looking out for each other, meeting in church, and going out to have fun. That's what feeds us as believers, so we don't starve or give up through lack of help and friendship. So let's be nourishment to those around us. And in the same way, the last one, I have these. I've got Toby's fleece and Gavin's waterproof, because I couldn't find Toby's waterproof. These offer protection from the weather. They keep us dry and warm when it's cold and wet. And we all have to go through storms in life. Some of us will face harder, longer, and fiercer storms than others, but we all have to go through them. And knowing that we have God's protection and the support of others is like making sure we've got the right equipment with us. So it's really important that you build a good team around you, and you're part of that team for others. I said it was the last one. Does your rucksack still feel heavy? That's because I got this. Now, I think it's really important to have toast on a journey because it's warm and the butter melts. It's really good. Do you think, was that quite heavy in your rucksack? Do you think I really need to bring the toaster with me?
No!
Oh, no, but Rosie, if you carried it, can I bring it? Where was I plug it in? Oh, that's, thank you for telling me about that. Because actually, sometimes in our lives, we burden ourselves with things we don't need, that weigh us down. Now, sometimes these things are good things. It's not bad to have toast. It is great to have a toaster in your house. I don't know if you've heard the phrase that the good is so often the enemy of the best. We can be distracted by good things in themselves that aren't necessary, that we don't need. We need to focus, and being ready means that sometimes you have to put unnecessary things down. I know we've just had Black Friday, the time when we are encouraged to buy more, to have more. And sometimes it's good to think, do I really need that? Do I really need to do that? So, if we remember our Bibles, that's what we need to read for direction, to pray, to align ourselves to Jesus, our true north, to worship like water to our souls, and to spend time building up and protecting each other, we will find that we are prepared for our journey. And even if we can't see the end, we can keep going. So, thank you, St. Andrews, and thank you, Rosie, so much for that. Let's give Rosie a big round of applause.